All right, it is 6 p.m. on Monday, September 27th, 2021. I'd like to call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order. We'll begin with roll call. Wheeler?
Here.
Deutsch?
Here.
Norris here. Capuchino Simmons?
Here.
Next, item number two, modify, adopt the agenda. Are there any changes to the agenda? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to adopt.
Ms. Purse, is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved. Item number three, minutes from August 2021.
Is it
2020? Yeah. We're not in 2020.
No.
There we go. Does anyone have any changes to the minutes?
No changes.
Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number four, announcements. Trevor?
No announcements.
All right. Rocking and rolling.
Except I'll just mention that some of them are doing their 75th anniversary this Thursday.
Thursday.
At the Blake Tenet parties.
Yes.
When is the official anniversary date?
The official anniversary date was, I believe, May 5th, earlier this year. So, very, very exciting for the firm.
And that's Alloway?
Alloway business. We've been in Alloway, I want to say, since maybe the 60s, I think. We've been just slowly moving down the river on Riverside Drive. So.
Near third building, right?
Correct. So, we will hopefully be lifelong residents of Alloway. Somerville will be. So. Yeah. Thank you for that. We'll move to item number five, public appearances. Is there anyone here, I'm assuming not, that's here for a different item? I'm assuming everyone here is for a different item on the agenda. All right. You can move forward then. Item number six, action regarding approval of certified survey map from Mowen Associates on behalf of AJS LLC for parcel AL-25-1 located at 1430 Marine Street.
So as mentioned in the memo, this was CSM previously approved. The main difference with this one is the current property owner wished to make a flag-like lot and retain all the existing easements. Correct, Steve?
It's basically for access. You retain essentially the east side of all those old lots. These houses on the south end of all of this. So he wanted ownership of the strip that connected to the public road so he could control in case anything ever changed. But there's all kinds of ingress, egress, access easements on all of these to obviously share parking, share access, all those kinds of things. So that was the change, was we just attached some of that land to his personal house on the south end.
Sounds good. Is there anything to add, Robert? Does anyone have any questions or comments?
Basically the same thing we looked at before. We just added to make sure that there's access.
Yeah, it's just change property line. Again, the easements are the same.
There's two easements already on there for years and years. But actually, we're terminating and cleaning up with them.
Okay.
I can't create them on here, but it's easier. In fact, one of the other sheets, I think, shows the other ones. But we're going to actually terminate them and clean them up and make them better.
Great. If there are no other comments or questions, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve with the understanding that the private road is still accessible to the public, which it sounds like it is.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a first and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. All right. right. Item number 7, presentation discussion regarding development concept by Baylin Buildings LLC for 2222 Riverside Drive.
We have some guests here tonight. They're hoping to present to the Planning Commission what they hope to develop along Riverside Drive, where the former Yerger Motel was. And their presentation does relate to action item further down on the agenda. So, if it's okay with the Plan Commission, with the representatives here tonight to give the presentation.
Absolutely.
I'll start. Brian Peters, Bayland Buildings. Tommy Martin, an investor developer in the project as well as our realtor. And Derek Foster's the architect of note, who's been working on the project development. So we've probably been working on this now about a year and a half, and we've just finally come to the point where we've met with the village, we've talked about it, redesigned a few things, made a few things about the site a little bit better, easier accessibility for the community to get down to the trail, taken some input from people who are interested, taking some input from the village, and so I think we have a very good preliminary design. Has everyone had time to look at the preliminary design? Okay. So our preliminary design is a 53 unit. It will have two different levels of parking to it. A lot of the outside finishes, as it relates to the finishes, we will be ongoing as we start selecting the appearance. We have a rendering done at this point, but you know that may be subject to some change. Again, we want real feedback from the community and the village as to what that final building will look like. But ultimately, our goal is to create kind of a one-off condo development that is in a great area along the river, offers some great amenities, and right now, as we kind of test the waters and look in the market, there isn't anything out there. There's not a lot like this, which is why we've been fielding a lot of phone calls and a lot of people interested already, and we're formally not letting it out there. I mean, we're not talking about it yet because we have so much due diligence to do at this point, but we've been getting a lot of positive feedback. One of the things we're working on right now is the most probably important is as we've done the pro forma and done the financials on it is, and we look at the total amount of condos and the amenities is the height. It's tall. And that's really what is our sticking point is making sure we can get past that before we go any further, because our next step will really be once we have your blessing, our goal will be then to formally put this out for bid and get real hard numbers to everything, put budgetary numbers to everything. But our goal then is to pursue drawings and with Derek's help, keep going and start approving state approval. In the perfect world, it'd be great to say we'll start in spring of next year, but the financial component of the commercial lender will probably require we have X amount sold, pre-sold, or pre-sales.
50% sold.
Yeah, so that'll really dictate the schedule for us. If it's brisk, spring of next year, so be it. But my gut tells me it'll probably be a summer start of next year. So,
we've taken down the motel nearby, but we'd like to leave the restaurant there and make that into a showroom for our pre-sales. But then that would come down.
Yeah. Questions about the build, the look, the anything? Thoughts?
It's tall. Very, very tall. There isn't a building that would be anywhere near this height around it. I mean, the Shank building or the COA building is three stories on the front from ground level elevation. I mean, it's 200 feet tall to the top.
It's actually from Riverside Drive to the topmost finished floor level, which is the rooftop, is really 85 feet.
Okay.
The datums on elevation are based on site related information, so after the math is done, it's actually 85. And then from the water to Riverside Drive is actually 112 feet. So the top of structure is from Riverside Drive, the top of structure, which would be the uppermost part of the building, is actually 101 feet. Not quite 200 feet.
How tall is it from Riverside to the top of the Shank?
A Shank? I mean, it's like three stories, but then there's looks like mechanical on the one side, so I don't, maybe that if that's floor to floor 12 feet, you know.
36 to 40 feet.
Yeah, probably.
Those would be double.
Yeah. And are there garages, like the plan, are there garages that will face Riverside? That's what it kind of looks like?
There's two access points. When you come up on Riverside Drive, you'll be able to go into it on first level, and then there'll be a lower level. You can go around to the back side, so it'll be a two-tiered parking structure.
The garages, like the tan?
Oh, the garages, I'm sorry.
Those are extra, you know, extra garages.
So those will be standalone buildings that face Riverside Drive?
Right. Yep.
Okay.
There was a covenant at one point that talked about putting a structure between Riverside Drive and this main building. So initially when we were trying to understand the limitations of what we can do in the village, that's how it came up.
Sure.
It's not necessarily that it has to happen or it doesn't, but we have some people who are very interested and may have a car collection, and they may be interested in potentially buying a couple spaces to leave eight for storage above and then to keep some additional cars.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like I know we have on, you know, all of our Riverside properties, we have two faces of the buildings. We have the Riverside front and Riverside Drive front. And like driving down Riverside Drive, looking at the backside of a garage, when we have this beautiful river, I don't think it's like, my personal opinion, like the best view to potentially be looking at. I don't know what the finishes are on, you know, the garages, but like, is that just siding? Is that, you know, like a long building of rows? You know, that's...
Actually, it's broken. Yeah, we didn't want a flat plane, so it is broken up for that very reason. I mean, you can't tell by looking at that, but it's meant to be broken up so that we don't have this flat plane.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if we could see some renderings of what that would look like from Riverside, that would be great.
Actually, let me have some of it.
I think the intention of the garage is to create somewhat of a buffer from Riverside to this taller building. But I think it'll be in a sense built into the landscape, so it'll almost seem like a security sense.
Sure.
So you'll probably see masonry, a lot of green foliage. You'll see kind of blend and make it look nice. It's not just going to be a back of a garage, more or less.
Sure.
It will be dressed up. It's not going to look like a back alley or anything. So if that kind of helps your understanding of what the intention is. It's more or less the front of the building that is a predecessor to the main building. So.
And of course, the renderings I would give you do not show those buildings, but here's some renderings as it stands from a couple different directions. You can pass this one down.
Okay.
So that the main color rendering that you're looking at is that from the water.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And the other black and white ones are just built from the water at different angles.
This is the Flax River.
Yeah. No, this is the river.
This would be the Flax River. We're standing here. It steps up.
You go in.
So you're looking at the corner of it.
So this would be like looking south, southeast.
Mm-hmm. That would be.
So the space is Riverside Drive then?
I think these would face Riverside Drive. This would face like Shank. These windows would face Shank. My brain's telling me the right way.
Where's the river right there?
Because the river would be right here. Because this steps down, the elevation.
Oh, yeah. I get right here.
So, like, Riverside Drive is on the other side of that.
So, a couple of points while you're reviewing that.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, we did have a proposal on this site. And at the time, the Planning Commission had asked what exactly the height of Shank was. And so the architect at the time gave us the information. I looked that up the other day. It was 54 feet tall from Riverside. And then as part of our zoning code, any mechanical equipment in unoccupied space does not count as a story. So just a clarification here.
So everything on top there, those mechanical.
Right.
Yeah.
For the elevator shaft.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the public access. I think that's great. That's something that we're trying to do more of. I think that's great to incorporate that onto the property, because that seems to be like an issue that we have with a lot of Riverside Drive properties is having that public access. So I think that's really great, especially since that's like at a major connecting point on Libel there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in the village my whole life, and I always use that trail, so it was very important for us that we have access to that trail for that very reason. So, yes, we felt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that the intention is to kind of create a meeting spot along the trail too, and have like a, you know, more city setting park, formal park, modernized a little bit in a sense. So it's not just going to be a flat courtyard, and it's going to have interesting features to it.
What's the price point on your units?
Well, there'll be a mixture of one bedrooms, they'll probably be in the somewhere in the $300,000 range. You know, two bedrooms, those probably go up to $500,000 range. Three bedrooms, probably more in the $700,000 to $800,000. And then we have penthouses, which probably be in land.
But like anything, there'll be a base package price that we'll propose, and then it'll be completely customizable to the end user. So if they want to have the best of the granites and the best of the, you know, reclaimed old wood floors, they can do whatever they want with their finishes. Or,
so we have 12 boat slips. One would be transient, so 11 for the indoors.
You talked about like amenities, so the boat slips are great, the access to the public trail is great, underground parking, that's great. Are there other shared spaces in the building?
Well, there's going to be a fitness center, there's going to be a rooftop deck,
Bike storage, because obviously the trail is important, so we'll have bike storage, because I assume anyone who's going to live here is going to have access to that trail, so we'll have things like that. But yeah, it'll be a workout center, gathering space, so if there's someone who wants to have a meeting like this, we'll have a nice area where they can have a Zoom meeting or actually have a conference meeting.
On-site property manager, he or she will be able to, you know, to take care of making it easy done in units. If people are in Florida, they're coming back and they want the refrigerator stocked, and then some of the assisting units are in the property.
Any other feedback you're looking to get specifics on that we can provide for you?
No, I said for us this is we've been in great meetings with Brad and the team, and so we're at that point where we're working through the financial components to the TIF, the incentive package. So we're working through that right now, and the catching point is going to be the height.
Yeah, I'm struggling with that. I feel like it's going to stick out. It's a tall building. I mean, and when we rewrote the code, we were pretty clear about, you know, having a feeling where things didn't seem out of place. Three to five stories on the riverside, and I feel like this is it just seems really big for that space, which obviously ties into the next item on the agenda. But I don't know how anyone else feels about that. But
I mean, until you picturize it or see a rendering, is it next to the Shank building? Try to wrap your brain around it to actually see, you know, what is that going to look like? Is it going to stick out?
And considering there's single-family residential right to the south of that, right? There isn't another commercial property, or is there one more commercial to the south?
One commercial. So it's part of the height thing, too, also, because you don't want to impede or block view from potentially people that will live on the other side of the road, which obviously is the cemetery.
No real detail.
They don't really.
Yeah, we were very sensitive to what was across the street in purchasing the property. Absolutely. I think if there was some two-unit townhouses or condos sitting across the street, I don't think any of us would have made the commitments to the property. And I just felt the same thing. I would have felt we're putting something up that's going to hinder someone's view if it was right there.
I guess I'm not opposed to the height, because I believe Brad and I sat in this parking lot for a little bit and we talked about it, And if you look across the river, there's Georgia Pacific, and that's a big, how high is that? Do you know? That's 6, 7?
Sure.
I work there, and I don't know. It's high. And so in comparison, it's not going to be that much bigger, I mean, other than the big old smoke and stuff. So I guess I'm not opposed. I think this would be a great addition to Alloway, as long as the views are still good, which I don't feel like where the sun rises or sunsets is going to impact anyone. And I would rather keep it here in Alloway than going across the river and then building somewhere else.
I agree.
So
the other component to this, the caveat to this is, and obviously we can't disclose names because people are interested, but the people who are reaching out to us, and it's a big list, are Alloway residents. They live there. They're at that certain point where they love Alloway and they want to stay in Alloway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have a single person who's on the list who doesn't live in Alloway. They love the village. This is where they want to stay.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't make, some of them can't maintain that house anymore, and this is where they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And where else can they go? You know, that's...
I know it's really preliminary, but has like fire department or anything looked at this? And it's very preliminary site plan for fire turnaround, nothing like that yet.
Okay. I did share with our building inspector, and he shared that they would need, the terminology, but basically a tone suppression system.
It would also be a pump system.
Pump system, thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Yeah.
I mean, this will look better than what's there right now. Right?
I agree.
We feel the same way.
Yeah. Do you want to see it? You're good? Okay.
All right, well, we don't have action to take on this, but if... Do you have anything final to add, or...?
No. Like I said, I don't need action today. Today it's just about planting the seed.
Sure.
Our goal here in the very near future is to, obviously, take this to its logical conclusion to find out, but it doesn't need to happen today. But we just figured we'd make you aware of the development and share our learnings.
Thank you for that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Item number 8, action regarding amendment of Chapter 475 of the Village Code, Section 475-306, Riverfront Building.
So I think everyone's aware of the reason I'm bringing this item forward. Excuse me. So the developers kind enough to give a presentation with a little background of what's driving this right now. I had to take a deep dive into our comp plan to see what it said, if anything, on heights. And couldn't find anything in the actual site, or in the actual comp plan, but in the appendix, which includes our quarter study from 2015, it did say that it is likely that most proposals being brought forward will be in the height range of 3 to 5. And then they said consideration should be given if, I think the wording was, if they step it back from the river or street, or if there's some public amenities offered and that sort of thing. However, trying to make this zoning change objective, even though we know what's driving it, because yes, there's a nice development that we just saw, but we also know that this could include any other development in this zoning district down the river. So we just, I guess, when we discuss this, just remain cognizant that what we're seeing tonight is great, but then also just taking into consideration what could also be presented and what could then be built down the river too. So I guess the
knowing what I observed in the corridor study, it's technically part of the comp plan. And then I tried to incorporate that into what was being asked. So right now we're looking at, instead of one additional story above the five that's allowed by right, we'd allow two additional above that, so three total above that. The other change would be above that five that's allowed, setback 15 feet from the street and river facades. Again, that was something that was mentioned in that corridor study. And then above 3.5 stories, this second part doesn't apply to the presentation that we saw earlier. That would only apply if they abutted directly to a residential lot. And then, of course, the bottom is changing the maximum height from 12 feet stories to 16 feet. And so then that does play into the overall height, too, because we measure height by stories and not total building height.
When do you think you're going to receive comments from staff council?
I actually did. And they said after I sent out the memos, and they were okay with the proposed changes.
Yeah, as you think about, like, down on Marine Street, I mean, that area is prime for development. If something like this went up there, I mean, it is set farther down, but then is there any residential up that would look that way over that?
I mean, there's houses up on the
yeah, that would, I
on
mean,
the east side of the road,
right?
And they're pretty tall, so it's hard to say whether or not they'd be able to see over.
Right. But
if we're considering the application too, the owner of those properties down there does live down there, and it's not his property is in zone R1, but so I guess you wouldn't necessarily have to factor that in. But
I'm just trying to think what other available riverside properties. So there's one further south. Potentially, like, the property across from the prison, if that would ever get developed there. But I don't know if, like, that area is DNR land. I don't remember where that is.
So the proposed changes would be for riverfront buildings,
right,
in GXR and MXR zoning districts. So those districts are reserved only for these properties along the river, which includes today. Now, things could get rezoned, but today includes one of the properties on Marine Street that you mentioned, and then basically the cluster of commercial properties between St. Joseph and Elway Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So this doesn't actually change the code, it just is kind of like a conditional use, so it's like case by case basis where it could be
correct. Used. Yeah, so it wouldn't guarantee anything by right, but it would allow for a development to be presented and accepted without having that amended code in the future.
Based on the height of this, I mean, the way the grade is there, how high is this really above grade at Riverside? Because it really dips down, right? Did I miss that?
I think it was
90.
So from water level, I think is what you're asking.
No, from Riverside.
To the top, mm-hmm. floor level of the rooftop deck of the building was 85 feet.
85 feet, okay.
Which includes the deck.
So now if you take, yeah, it includes the rooftop deck. Now if we don't make the top deck occupiable, you can subtract another 12 feet. So we're even less than 85.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I should clarify, when you're talking about occupiable, I'm talking about habitable space.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So people that can inhabit the space, whether gathering as far as living, they wouldn't be able to live up there. But so 74 feet would be the actual finished floor level of the top living quarter.
To the top of this?
The top of 94.
Level 10?
Level 9. Level 009. That's the finished floor level of the top livable
space.
So from level 2, which is Riverside Drive, roughly 100 feet, 74 feet to the top floor of livable space.
So livable space is not level 9. Level 9 is not livable space?
Level
yes.
9 is livable space.
Level,
level
10
is the rooftop attic,
which would be the 85.
Okay, so we're measuring at the top of level 9. Which would be then the 184?
The definition in the code is the top of the floor level or the top of the finished floor level of the floor?
Top of the finished floor level.
Which would be 74 feet.
74 feet, not 84.
That's a living level.
Okay.
Roof, 85.
Okay. Yeah, the roof pavers would be at 85 feet above Riverside Drive.
Your floor-to-floor heights are 10 feet?
12.
So it's more, because if you're starting on level 2 and you're going, it's more than 74.
I'm sorry, yeah, 10 feet, not
10 feet, 6 inches, right?
Yeah. I would almost like to table this item and come back to it when we have more plan commission members here. We have a light commission here, and I'd like some more opinions on it. We have an architect on our board, some other people who are, I think, might have an opinion. I don't know how any of you feel about that, but I would feel much more comfortable not making a decision on this and tabling it, and I don't know if that's acceptable. If a decision needs to be made. But
I did talk to the representatives beforehand, and they're hoping for some direction. I don't want to misquote. For some direction, but they didn't necessarily need formal action.
Sure.
So I think it would be okay to table.
Yes, but.
I'm sorry, what was that?
He said, would it be okay to table it then?
Can I ask the representatives? Do you have enough information? I mean, I know it's not. Plan commission needs to make the decision for themselves. But I just want to know that you received enough information to at least maybe provide something different or come back.
We completely understand wanting to table this. And if you need more members, I understand that. I have sat in your shoes, so I completely understand. So,
I mean, if we were to say, you know, this, no, we're not going to allow this, whatever. I mean, if you had to, like, lose a floor, would that drastically change the plan, the finances?
Yeah.
Okay. The finances, yeah.
It's we've done the calculations on taking the floor off. We've done calculations on changing the building. We've done it all. I mean, this is, it is an all or nothing thing for us. And I hate that because we live in a world, in the construction world, where there is, and that's not all or nothing. We've learned to work, but for the development and the impact to put that building in the ground, the impact fees for sewer, water, excavations, foot installations, the parking structure, whether you make that eight or not, even if we make the building a little smaller, there's fixed costs there. And it doesn't change dramatically because we've taken a floor off. You know, there's a few little things, but there is, we've really looked at it. And, it's vitally important for us, honestly.
Okay.
I mean, I have no problem with this. Height.
Right, but it's a separate issue with the height of this specific building, whereas if we're going to start allowing it everywhere.
It's still conditional, but I think it makes it almost easier.
It sets a precedent.
It does set some sort of precedent, but at least it gives some control over it, because it's not changing the code, it's just giving them another way to try to get a conditional use permit. So it gives them another way to get a taller building, possibly. But it does set a precedent, so I see both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can do is maybe propose moving our October meeting up sooner. Maybe that gives everyone just a little bit more time, but it maybe then doesn't delay it a full month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we can try and have a earlier October meeting and just hear students. From
yeah.
the full commission.
Yeah. I would support that.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Should someone make a motion to just table it for the next item, or is that just like a noted? Do we just note it, or do we have to state it for record?
You can say it till the next meeting, and then I'll pull the group in, see if we can meet maybe that second week of October or something.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Item number 9, discussion regarding the annual site tour.
As far as the dates for that, I mean, they're all fine with any of them, so I like the idea of going earlier. It's nice if it's light off.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's going down the road, it's just getting darker and darker, so.
Yeah.
It is nice to go earlier, too, just to get home earlier.
Right. So. Well, I received a mix of responses. I don't know if the Planning Commission would feel of maybe just tabling it until spring. I know we do have a couple of developments that maybe we can get more of an exclusive one-off type tours.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just let the group know when those could be, coordinate them
sure. That
way. Like, I know some of these apartment buildings that are going up, being easier to tour a unit before it's occupied, and a lot of those are being occupied in October.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've reached out to the developers, and they're able to just kind of open it up whenever they want. So maybe those we can just look at now, and then in spring we can just actually look at the overall site.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
And then, I'm sorry, for the previous item, who made the motion to table?
I don't think we did, so let's go back. Their motion to table it. Can I have a motion to table item number 8?
Motion to table item number 8.
Motion, is there a second? I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, aye. Opposed? Mm-hmm. All right, item number 10, report discussion regarding American Rescue Plan.
We're gathering more information still on this item. There was some guidance released last week, and I haven't dived into that to give a clear update on this. I have spoken with some individuals feel like the economic development that was suggested here, it would have to be pretty specific. There's also a suggestion at a previous meeting, maybe a loan for homeowners. That would be something that would be a little bit more easier to allow. So again, just it's a little update, but maybe a little more clear guidance before agreeing to the official reaction.
All right. Item number 11, report discussion regarding village projects and project updates.
Road projects are wrapping up. I don't know, Brad, you want to?
I can try to do the best I can. Curb and gutter started for installation, or I should say, the forms were being placed on Beaumont today. St. Mary's, I think, is pretty well completed. They've been working on Culp Street. The street to be totally reconstructed.
What are they doing at the bottom of Roselawn?
Oh, Roselawn, yes. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. And Roselawn, they're hoping to be paving majority of the streets, the reconstruction streets, within the next few weeks. Mother Nature is starting to creep in, which means that they need to move faster. But they were delayed on you know, some weather, and some was the getting some of the parts that they needed for some of the water and sewer. But overall, progressing well. Green Isle Park has been completed. The new roadway through there, if you haven't been down there, what a difference. It looks really nice. It's clean. We're in the process of working on next year's projects as well as 23 and 24, because we have some big projects coming up, Bible Street being one. And last week was the first public information meeting for Bible Street. And Bible Street, part of that project is some is total reconstruction, some is a resurfacing, but it's connecting the segment of sidewalk that's not there is being proposed, as well as bike lanes. And the Doty Safe Routes to School project is getting closer to being ready to go out for bid. But that's a 2022, I think it's 2022 is the construction on that. And then we've been working on Webster Avenue, a combined project with the county, where we're looking at needing to replace the good chunk of the sidewalk on both sides of the of Webster Avenue from 172 to Alloy Avenue, and then spot repair south of 172. So we're trying to put the plans together with the county so that they can be bid under them and the economy of scale. Hopefully, we'll get a much better price. And so those are some of the street projects. And I think maybe one of the last things that they should update the planning commission. Trevor and I spoke to when we were presenters for the East River Resilience Committee. And so we met down at Green Isle with probably 25, 30 interested individuals from the East River of how, you know, what has Alloy done to help protect the East River? Of course, we have purchased land dating back to I could find in roughly 1930-ish is when the village started to purchase some of this land. The stormwater detention ponds that we've installed, which is probably more than anyone along the East River. We've got six ponds now. So, just kind of indicating what we have done with our zoning codes, in regards to a building within the floodplain to protect not only property, but the resident itself. So it was kind of a nice group. There's another tour coming up in the near future. We were stop number 2 out of 3 for this committee. So we're continuing to work on trying to make the East River more attractive. It's hard to say cleaner because the color comes from the silt. All the clay runoff and everything else that's in the water. So it makes it look dirtier than what it really is. So I think that's about it. Trevor's got more.
Yeah, I've been updating you all summer on the outdoor rec plan. And that will be, that was taken to the Parks Committee
tomorrow
night, and then to the Village Board on Tuesday night, next Tuesday. And at some point, I would like Chris to either give me a good summary that I can present to you, or have, invite him here and have him give you the Plan Commission summary. That is one of the final chapters in our comprehensive plan overview that we've been doing, and so I've saved that one in transportation for last, in hopes that maybe I can get a more thorough overview from both departments. And then, as I mentioned, some of these construction projects, the Derby Run apartments and ones that on Riverside, will have their first tenants moving in October, and then and the former community center building, Edinburgh City Real Estate, they're moved in, but they're hoping to be completely finished in October as well. So those are some of the projects that I mentioned earlier that maybe I can get more of a one-off or an informal kind of tour.
The trees went in on the apartments in Riverside over the weekend.
They did? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How did they look down? I haven't been by there since last week.
Not bad. They did the junipers, and then they put some, it looks like some maple trees. So
they should have made some maple.
Right? And so there were some maples. Not bad. They look good. They're spaced a little bit more apart. Than it seemed like they would be, but that's okay. I think as they grow and they get bigger, it'll be fine.
Check that out.
Yeah.
That was an ongoing discussion. So.
Yeah.
Even after the.
Oh really?
So yeah.
Check that out. I do think they probably could have made them a little bit closer. But.
At all?
That's it for me, I think.
All right.
All right. Punch it.
Fun.
Hey.
All right. Item number 12, next meeting date, future agenda items. So I guess we'll look to see the first couple weeks of October.
We're just going to try to set up, kind of poll everybody to see when.
An ad hoc.
Yeah, I'll send an email this week and try and see what works best for everyone.
That's good. I wasn't able to make that October meeting because I'm going to be in D.C. So it's good that it's moving up.
All right.
Cool. All right, so the next meeting, would it just be, would we have the parks on that, or would that probably wait till November for the...
I'll see you if Tracy's available.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Item number 13, adjourn. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I need a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. 6:48.